Welcome to day 51, Shavuot Tov. We are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Now, today's Mishnahs are a little bit difficult to understand without some sort of diagram or visual aid. I'm going to do my very best to explain it as clearly as possible just through the audio, and then I'll either create a diagram or find a diagram that matches the way that we're explaining these Mishnahs, and I'll include them in the WhatsApp group and hopefully make our learning a little bit easier. We're continuing on the topic of what is and isn't considered shechicha, that is when bundles are left in the field, the farmer is not allowed to go back and collect them, but instead got to leave them for the poor. So when is it considered forgotten? What is and what isn't considered shechicha? Says our Mishnah, Rosh Shuros, a case which the ends of rows are not collected. So what's the case? Imagine you have 10 rows of bundles, and each row has 10 bundles. So imagine just as a grid, right? 10 by 10. And the farmer can either choose to collect it north to south, like in columns, or in rows, east to west. So imagine the farmer, we're going to call our columns by letters in the Aleph bays, and we'll call our rows by number. So imagine a farmer starts in column Aleph and goes down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then leaves, does not pick up bundle number 10. So the halacha is, ha'omer shekenegda mochiach. What's the status of number 10? Well, the one next to it, mochiach, proves it or demonstrates whether that is considered shechicha or not. What does that mean? So imagine again, the farmer goes column Aleph 1 through 9. Doesn't pick up number 10, and then goes to column bays 1 through 9, and doesn't pick up number 10 again. Oh, well, if that's true, that proves that the first 10 that was left was actually not forgotten. But instead, for whatever reason, it's likely that the farmer is really just collecting 1 through 9 in each column. 1 through 9 in Aleph, 1 through 9 in Bays, 1 through 9 in Gimel. And then afterwards, we'll go back and harvest all of row 10, all east to west instead of north to south. For whatever reason, that's easier for the farmer, right? If number 10 is picked up in the second column, then we know that he actually really forgot in the first column. But if number 10 is not collected in the second column, then we know that the farmer intentionally left it there, and therefore it is not considered shechicha because it wasn't forgotten. He's gonna collect it later. We're going to learn more about that in the next Mishnah. Ha'omer shehechzik bo lahalicho el ha'ir shechicha. If there are bundles that were picked up by a farmer, and he picked them up in order to take them to the city, he was ready to take them to the city. Ushechicha, and then for whatever reason, for a second, whatever, placed it down and forgot it. Modim she'eno shechicha. They agree, we'll explain what that means, that it is not shechicha. What does that mean? We learned previously that Beis Hillel disagreed with Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said that even if something is likely to be remembered later on, it is still considered shechicha. We learned that in the last Mishnah. So our Mishnah is telling us that in this case, Beis Hillel would agree that it is not shechicha. Right? Because in this case, it's not just likely that the farmer's going to remember, he already did remember, right? The farmer picked it up and was taking it to the city. At that point, it's as if he already brought it home, already brought it to the threshing floor. He already knew. He already picked it up and said, this is important to me. If you forget afterwards, shechicha no longer applies. At that point, it is not shechicha. The farmer already showed that he wanted it, already showed that he remembered, and therefore everyone would agree that there is no shechicha. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Ve'eluhin Rosh Yeshiros. Now, this is expanding upon that first case in the last Mishnah, the case of the end of the rows. So says the Mishnah, Shnayim she'eschilu me'emtza shur. Imagine you have two farmers working on one row, right? Each one, they start in the middle, right? They start in the middle of the row, and they each go in opposite directions. Zepanav l'tzafon v'zepanav l'darim. One's north and one's going south. They start in the middle, and they go and collect in opposite directions. Again, imagine you have 10 bundles. V'shachachu lifnei mulacharem. So they each forget one before them and after them. So imagine one person starts at bundle number 6 and picks up 6, 7, and then forgets 8, and then goes 9, 10. And then the other one started at number 4, picked up number 4, forgot 3, and then went 2, 1. Right? That's the one that's considered in front of them that they forgot. And they also forget one behind them. Right? No one picked up number 5. Right? One started at number 6, the other one started at number 4. Says the Mishnah, Eshelf Neim Shechicha, the ones that are in front of them, meaning number 8 for one guy and number 3 for the other guy, or whatever it is, right, that is considered Shechicha because that's a classic case of Shechicha. The farmer forgot it, right? Skipped over it, forgot it. It's Shechicha. Veshal Achareim Eino Shechicha. But number 5, the one that neither of them picked up, is not considered Shechicha. Why? Because it wasn't really forgotten. They just thought that the other one was going to do it. Each one thought that the other one was going to pick up number 5. Well, that didn't slip their minds. That's not considered forgotten. That's just a misunderstanding. And therefore, when they realize that, they can go back and pick up number 5. That is not considered shechicha. another case, and this is going to really expand more about what the way we explained it in the first Mishnah. Yachad shehischol merosh hashura. Imagine an individual farmer, not two, but one farmer, started at the beginning of a column. So imagine column Aleph and started going down, right? V'shachach l'fanav l'achrav and forgot two. Now it's the same terminology as the last case, l'fanav l'achrav, but it means something different. So it's a little bit confusing here, but I'll explain it in terms of what it means. So what does it mean? V'shachach l'fanav l'achrav. He forgot one in front of him and one behind him. The one in front of him is what we explained in the last case. He's in column Aleph and left number 10, right? The last one. That's always considered in front of him. He never passed it. That's considered in front of him. And he forgot one behind him, meaning he skipped, let's say, number 3. He did 1, 2, forgot 3, and then went 4, 5, 6. So number 3, at this point, is behind him. Number 10 is in front of him, and 3 is behind him. Says the halacha, shalafan of eino shechra. The one in front of him, number 10, is not shechra, for the reason we explained in the last Mishnah, because we're going to see that in column number 2, in column Bays, I'm sorry, he's also going to leave number 10, right? And therefore, that is not considered, shechra, because he was just going to collect it altogether later. But number 3, the one that he skipped over, is considered shechra. Why? B'pnei shehu b'val tashuv. In order to get it, he'd have to violate the halacha that says, lo tashuv, you should not go back to collect it. Right? That's what shechra means. You're not allowed to go back. Well, if he forgot number 3, he would have to go back and collect it. And therefore, that is considered shechra. Just as an aside, why can't you say, well, maybe he left all of the number 3s in the field, right? The same thing with number 10. Maybe he left all of the number 3s unharvested and he was going to go back and harvest row number 3 later on. That's extremely unlikely. It makes no sense to do that because you're skipping over it. You might as well just pick it up, right? You're walking the same distance. If you're going 1, 2 and then skipping over 3 and 4, just pick up number 3, right? It's very unlikely a farmer would ever just leave 1, 3 and then go back and harvest all of row 3. Whereas with number 10, that's possible, right? You don't walk the distance. You just stop before number 10 and then you go back for whatever reason. You do 1 through 9 the next, and then it makes sense you do number 10 together. You wouldn't have to go back to, right? So zehaklal, here's the general rule. Kol shehu b'val tashuv v'shecha, anything that would violate, that would be eligible for violating Baal Tashuv, of don't go back to collect, that would be considered shecha, right? You're not allowed to go back to collect number 3, right? V'she'enu Baal Tashuv, but something that would not violate Baal Tashuv, don't go back, Eino shecha is not considered, right? Number 10, going to collect number 10 is not considered going back because you never passed over number 10. And therefore, you just started again in the next column. And therefore, when you collect all of row number 10 later, that is not considered shecha because you're not going back, you're not violating Baal Tashuv. We will continue with Mishnah Hay tomorrow.